Africa, and if you want to feature on your record, it'll cost ya.
Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me live is Wheels Whitaker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Oh, this is very exciting. This is our first, maybe, is this the first wedding podcast ever?
The first wedding?
I'm sure millions of people have done this.
Oh, of any podcast? I'm sure there are, I'm sure there's podcasts that are only done at weddings. There must be.
Like a what, like a Bridezilla type thing? You said your brother's a groomzilla.
Well, not that he was difficult.
He doesn't listen to this. He won't, like, it won't get back to him.
He did tell me that he downloads but doesn't listen, so yeah, we're safe. Yeah, just he was the planner, really, and
paying for this thing.
And Tete, his bride, that's the parents. I'm gonna edit this out of the podcast. You know how much the.
That's insane.
How's that possible?
What is in them?
Well, you'll look at them.
Oh my God.
Whole thing's custom.
Are they engraved to each person? If we can't put this in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. We'll talk about that later. All right. So are we discussing football? Are we discussing weddings? What are we discussing?
Well, I mean, Aaron? Is there anything, like, first off the top that we could, like, I see a cave. Like, the wedding is literally in
yes,
a cave.
That's
there.
True.
It's very
we are in a cave. It's lit up.
Beautiful. How many people are at this wedding?
I think I was told 300 or 400.
That's
I forget.
That's pretty big.
There was a bobcat also at the chuppah.
Shut up.
Yeah, there was a bobcat.
Like a. Oh, I'm gonna leave. I'm afraid of like
of wildlife
eating me.
I was told I didn't see the bobcat. I was told
what
was
is a bobcat?
Yeah, to be honest, if I saw a large cat, I wouldn't know the difference.
Does a bobcat? That's dangerous, right?
I think it's just a cat named Robert.
Especially
really
with Bobcat Goldthwait. He's very dangerous.
Yeah,
I feel
he's a little bit wacky.
So we
may or may not have seen Malcolm Gladwell here. We're not sure.
Yeah, that guy is. You see a guy like that, and you know he's either in the wedding or he's a photographer. He's not a guest.
No, but that guy is a guest.
No, he's like a famous singer. Somebody told me.
He's part of the paid the service.
Oh yeah, yeah, he is in the band. He's like a famous singer.
Yeah,
he's got crazy hair.
Guy made Malcolm Gladwell's hair look like a military haircut. I mean, this guy's hair is more Sideshow Bob than Malcolm Gladwell. That's true.
So there wasn't a lot of meat so far. I'm kind of hungry. I showed up and Chester was like, "Hey, there's no food."
There was a lot of hors d'oeuvres and passing stations. And my brother's a vegetarian. Most of them are vegetarian.
See, had I known any of this, I probably would be home right now.
Yeah. So we will see. Yeah, and of course, Akiva doesn't take advantage of the bar, as we've discussed in the past. So we will see if there will be meat at the dinner. I assume there has to be.
Let's talk football. So your team is the best team in the NFL, and my team is the worst team. So I feel like it's an auspicious time for the podcast.
Yeah, you know, so DVOA talked all about how it's the first time the Vikings have ever been ranked number one. And then they actually linked to a whole article about the 1998 Vikings and how is it possible the 98 Vikings weren't number one.
Jets were number one.
The Jets have been number one, yeah. So they said
in 98, they were number one.
So the reason the Vikings weren't number one in 98 is because DVOA punishes for long plays.
Yeah.
So if you have a bunch of 50...
That's why the Jets are 32, because they're like Mr. Give up long plays.
But no, what I'm saying is you don't get benefit. The 98 Vikings, all they did was have one play, 50-yard touchdown drives, just bomb to Moss.
But you get punished for giving up long plays?
No, you don't get any benefit for scoring them. A 20-yard touchdown, a 50-yard touchdown, 80-yard touchdown are the same.
Oh, nobody cares about... We shouldn't talk too much about 1998, but they said the reason the Jets were number one is because when they played the Falcons, who were one of the top three or four teams that year... They played Steve DeBerg, who was 46.
Oh, because Chris Chandler missed the game?
Yeah, because Chandler missed the game, and they destroyed them, and it was such a lopsided score that...
DVOA doesn't know that a player's missing.
Doesn't know that Steve DeBerg...
Well, that's the Patriots right now in DVOA are like 13 or 14, which is ridiculous. Like, I still have the Vikings number two in the power rankings. I don't think you can have them behind New England.
No, I agree.
You know, New England's played one game with Brady. Now, granted, it was against Cleveland, but...
Right, you throw out the Brissett game, obviously.
Yeah.
So they might be number one, but there's nothing we've seen so far to make sure they're number one. I mean, you guys haven't given up 17 points yet. That's not bad.
That's true. That's
respectable,
true.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Do we have it in the podcast budget to fly to... Where's the Super Bowl this year?
Houston.
To fly to Houston for the Super Bowl if the Vikings are in it.
I mean, I'm going to go to this whole Super Bowl.
Do we have what's the podcast like coffers looking like right now?
If you would like to donate to Akiva flying to Houston for the Super Bowl.
Oh, you wouldn't sit next to me during a Vikings Super Bowl?
No, the truth is this. Going to a Super Bowl...
Would your dad go with you?
We've discussed it like
He told me I was too
times.
Late on the Vikings bandwagon. He just told me.
Yeah, he tried to kick you off the bandwagon. Here's the thing. If you're a Patriots fan or even a Giants fan and you've seen a Super Bowl victory recently...
Yeah.
Oh, here's the guy with the hair, by the way. Then by all means, you go to the next Super Bowl.
Sure.
But if you're a Vikings fan and you're tortured and you've lost four Super Bowls and six NFC Championship games...
No, this is going to be your only chance to go. Like, if they make it this year...
But...
And let's jinx them and say you will.
There's a 50-50 chance that you go to the Super Bowl and you're miserable. So why is
True.
It worth it?
It's either
saying,
like...
But if you've already won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years, then it's all gravy.
Mm.
So
it sounds really terrible afterwards when your team loses.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the thousands of dollars between the ticket and the hotel and the flight.
Forever kick yourself if they win and you're not there. Like what are you going to do?
Not if they're building a dynasty.
Like literally, if they win, and you're not there, what are you going to do? Like high-five your 2-year-old son and then go to sleep? Your wife's going to
be the other problem is, yeah, because I don't live in Minnesota, I only have 2 or 3 Vikings fan friends
sure,
in Minnesota.
Sure, it's terrible.
Well, but we would get together for the Super Bowl.
Okay, but then, like, they have to go home immediately after, and then you're like...
It's like you and the Spurs win.
The first time my team won the championship, the 1999 UConn Huskies...
I'm so bored.
The second... we're going to bring him in a second. The guy sitting
we got a guest here, yeah.
The second they won...
Are you Brazilian? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we'll talk soccer.
Football.
Oh. The...
Not my expertise.
Yeah, so my brother, just as a background here, my brother has married a Brazilian girl.
And your brother's kind of Chinese.
I'm actually very disappointed. There were no speeches thus far in Portuguese. Can you tell us something in Portuguese? They don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, they do.
We have a lot of Portuguese listeners.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great radio.
I'm trying to think something smart.
Okay.
No, we've never thought of something smart yet, and that hasn't stopped us.
Is this still? I just want to make sure this is still recording. Oh, yeah, we're still recording. Good.
Okay. So I really got on your wife's good side, because I kept bringing her food. And I know, I've had a wife that's been pregnant a bunch of times, you just ply these pregnant ladies with food and they're happy.
We also didn't mention, my wife is 34 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, so you...
Probably should not be flying international.
No, she's got to leave the second, she's like going in a helicopter home. Does she get hangry when she's pregnant if she's like hungry for more than 30 seconds? Because my wife does.
I don't know, she's mean to me all the time, I can't tell the reason.
She's hangry, she's full,
but she
said she would switch. She said tonight she would trade, me and you.
She would, what do you mean?
Because she was very happy that I kept bringing her food. She's like, oh, we want to do a wife swap or whatever.
Oh, she would take you as a husband instead of me.
Sure, right now she must be mad at you. Especially now that she's watching, 7 months pregnant, watching both your kids as you do a podcast that your brother's back.
Look, you gotta have priorities here. I'm also probably missing, like, the family photos right now.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, they'll Photoshop me in.
They can Photoshop you in.
Yeah.
There's other brothers to get married.
That's
true. Get married twice. Like, it doesn't matter.
I mean, without getting into the whole family dynamics, this is the last... just your family wedding.
I mean, throwing your brother under the bus here?
My single brother.
He's not interested in getting married.
I think he's going to live the
bachelor lifestyle.
The unmarried coupling lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, it's hammer time.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Especially awkward, by the way, at a wedding to be recording a podcast as your cousins who you rarely see walk by, and instead of talking to them, this is one of my cousins, for example. A lady just walked by in a traditional African garb. I have no idea who she is.
You have to take that out.
What? She's wearing traditional African garb.
I know, but who cares?
Well, that's why she's probably not my cousin. I don't have that many cousins.
Your brother told me, like, I'm like one of the last people, like the least important person at this entire wedding. And
so how did you get the invite? Because you've been giving him fantasy football advice?
Yeah, I've been giving your brother fantasy football advice, and he emailed me an invite. Anyway, he said, like, oh, I'm putting you at a wedding with a bunch of single people, which doesn't really do much for me. I'm not single.
Oh, wait, what table are you at?
I think 3.
By the way, you're 3, I'm at 12.
Oh, maybe 22? 3 or 22, I forget which one.
Well, either way, I feel like why...
I'm speaking to people who are leaving. I won't throw them under the bus and say they are, but they have to go soon because they have a second wedding tonight, actually, which is insane. Because when we were, like, 22, we had 2 or 3 weddings every single Sunday.
Yeah, but who's getting married on the day after Yom Kippur?
We're getting very niche here. Her, I don't know, her like Moroccan cousin. Anyway. Anyway, the point is, they said...
I think we just saw the Moroccan cousin walking by.
You can take my spot.
It's a better table?
Your table, it's a better...
Oh, so you have 2 table options now,
you're
saying.
I have 2 table options, yes. And I could get double food.
Another cousin walked by, by the way.
Because they're like a married couple.
I see.
So I could get like the meat and the fish.
But it looks like they're setting some kind of... I don't know if
it's... Oh, you think there's buffet?
Yeah, well... Although that's too small of a buffet for 300-400 people.
Plus, yeah, that's a little tacky. I don't know about that. What do you give as a gift to a wedding like this? You're like the last person invited. You came by yourself.
Yeah, you know, I was actually wondering, what do I have to give as a gift? Oh, here's the bride and groom, by the way.
You have to give a gift?
Really?
Yeah, it's your brother. Just say, like, hey, Ma, tack on a couple, you know, hundo for me. You don't have to give a gift. I mean, I don't know. I've never been, like, an adult and had a sibling get married.
Oh, yeah, because your siblings are all way younger than you.
Well, I had a sister get married, but I was still, like, in my 20s, and I wasn't giving her a present. She didn't give me a present
I don't think it's about the financial value of the gift. I think it's about the thought.
Hold on. You're going to give your brother cash?
My brother, as we were saying, my brother was very...
This is a good question, actually. What do you give siblings as a wedding gift?
So my brother was very thoughtful
Let's ask him.
Okay, so we're talking. Are you Tete's brother?
No.
Brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay, so my brother has married a Brazilian girl who is one of 7 children. So we are bringing on one of my brother-in-law's new brothers-in-law to the podcast for a second. What's your name?
Samuel.
Okay, which sister are you married to?
To Debbie, the 6th.
Number 6 out of 7.
Number 6,
Debbie.
Tete's number 7.
Okay.
Tete's number
4. Are you and Debbie planning on giving Tete and Sammy a wedding present?
Of course not.
Of course not. Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, so I don't know.
Don't have to do
brothers, don't have to.
Brothers don't have to. Okay, good. Solved. Okay.
Is
that
expensive to come to Brazil from here?
No, no.
That's
question.
True. Yeah, they flew from Brazil.
Destination wedding.
Do you have any kids?
No, not.
Oh, so just two tickets. Right. Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, there you go.
Have a good time tonight.
Yeah.
Wait, you live in America or Brazil?
In Brazil.
Brazil, Sao Paulo, right?
Sao Paulo?
Rio.
Oh, Rio? Wait, I thought you all lived in Sao Paulo. Oh, you're the one in Rio?
We are.
Ah, this is the troublemaker.
They made a 20-year budget freeze.
Yeah. How was the Olympics?
You go to the Olympics? You go?
Yeah,
you went. What event did you go to?
I went to the basketball.
No, we're being serious. He's one of the world's top experts in the Olympics. I'm serious. I'm serious. He writes articles for the newspaper. I'm serious. So what did you go to? Which basketball game?
I don't remember. I got some stupid.
Okay. The cheapest. Beach volleyball? You go there or no?
No.
Oh, Brazil won. Beach volleyball. I watched. It was exciting.
The beach volleyball.
Yeah, the men.
I didn't know.
Not a big fan of the beach volleyball.
Soccer.
Yeah, you want soccer? Yeah. Yeah. Neymar.
Did you go to the World Cup at all?
No. To the World Cup.
You didn't go?
No, I didn't go.
You're not a football guy?
Yeah, I am, but I don't like to go to the stadiums.
It's better to watch from home, right?
Of course.
Yeah. That's what I was saying about this. Do you know what the Super Bowl is?
I know, of course, I know.
Okay.
I watched I think it's the last Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, look at this guy.
So my team in American football right now, they're going to lose, but right now they're the best. they will fail at some point, but right now they're the best team in the league.
One minute, the other brother, let's
call. Okay, all right. Okay, the Brazilians are done with us.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of Brazilian listeners. And by the way, he never spoke in Portuguese like we asked.
That's okay. I feel like that's not that exotic. It's 2016. You could literally like Google Portuguese and speak yourself.
Yeah, that's true about any language. By the way, Google Translate's a great app.
Like walking by, holding his wife's hair. Do you ever imagine like a scenario where you were doing that to your wife?
Let
like,
me
no.
finish my story.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're back. We're back with Samwell.
I
hold on. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
There's a character named Samwell. Very popular character.
Like, you have a brother named Samwell. So.
Oh, are you Samuel?
Samuel.
Yeah. Oh, this is Samwell. Oh, okay. Hold on. And another cousin. I really have to say hi to these people. But
no,
and it's and also the let's watch the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl is the most expensive advertise and
yeah.
And was terrible game.
Terrible not
game. This year. Yeah.
Yeah, this year was a bad game.
That's the best and the
wait.
Best.
As long as we're asking you to judge like terrible American things, what's your opinion on Donald Trump?
Donald Trump? I like him.
Oh,
oh hot take. Wait, why do you like Donald Trump?
Because we have in Brazil the Donald Trump version.
They don't even have a prime minister.
Who's the Donald Trump of Brazil? Yeah,
Jair Bolsonaro. We have a...
Lula?
No, Lula. Lula.
I know Brazilian prime ministers. Do you know...
We don't have prime minister. We have president.
President, whatever.
Isn't your president currently indicted?
Yeah.
In what?
Indicted.
Like in jail or going to go to
jail. Not yet. Hopefully he will.
It's a she.
It was a she.
Oh, it was. So now the next guy's also going to jail?
He's a transsexual. No.
That's not how we say it.
It's okay. It's Portuguese.
Okay. Anyway.
What? How can you? Can't you know say in America it's the freedom and you can say everything you want.
Oh, good point. This guy is taking one. That's why he likes Donald Trump. He's taking one of the PCs.
They are taking wedding pictures, by the way.
I have to go to the picture. All
right. I have to go to the pictures. All right. Fine.
Thank you.
We will pick this up in a few minutes.
All right. That was fun.